Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be watching CNN's GOP debate last night, then you very clearly heard Nikki Haley say the quiet part out loud on a couple of different occasions. And we're going to be talking about all of those exchanges and how that GOP debate went. We're also going to be discussing Hunter Biden showing up at his own hearing. And just sitting in the audience to mock any form of justice that might be coming his way, by the way. But we want to start this show specifically talking about something that I found, if it wasn't so sad and if it wasn't such a blueprint of how this country is going, especially the news media is going, it would almost be humorous. Ray Epps, and if you don't know who Ray Epps is, he's a man who's clearly shown on videotape a few different times on January 6th, yelling at people that they must go into the Capitol building, yelling at people that they have to force the doors open, telling people to tear down walls and barricades. He's the person that half the crowd was shouting Fed, Fed, Fed at. And as you know, despite the fact that the FBI clearly had this man on tape, videotape, many times over, and for a long period of time, refused to even so much as interview him, let alone arrest him, while they were scouring hundreds of hours of tapes trying to find people who were actually just taking selfies in the Capitol building. People who were in there for just a few seconds or a minute. And this led to people saying, listen, Ray Epps very well could have been put up to this because it seems very unusual that the FBI would hold no interest in Ray Epps. So they finally broke down, folks, and they had him charged. And he is now officially been sentenced. And what is his sentence, you may ask? 1 year probation. 1 year probation is his sentence. Now, if you compare that to some of the other January 6th people who were actually put into custody, that's the equivalent of slapping somebody on the wrist. Now, this is a guy who could very well have been called the provoker, the agent provocateur in the crowd, the guy who riled the crowd up to do it, the ringleader. And yet, when I look into the media, and I did this just before I came on the show, to see what they had to say about this sentencing, guess what I get? I get Ray Epps sentence, the man who was at the head of right-wing conspiracy theories, has been sentenced. Proof positive that this was just a right-wing conspiracy theory. Proof positive that he had nothing to do with anything, because after all, he was sentenced. That is so misleading, and it's purposely misleading. This is the problem. It's not even misleading in the sense that they're putting a spin on the story. They are intentionally covering it up. And I mean intentionally covering it up. Because if what Ray Epps did was incite the crowd, he would be one of the top people that you would want to incarcerate, correct? There are people serving years and years and years who weren't even there. They weren't even there on that day. You know what the feds have said? You may not have been there, but you instigated it. Here's a man that was there, and he instigated it. And it's on tape, him instigating it. 1 year probation. Oh, but that's good enough for the news media to say, oh, there goes your conspiracy theory. They did arrest him, and they did charge him. So now you're no longer allowed to say he must have been a plant. Really, his sentence makes zero sense compared to the others. Zero sense. So quite obviously, you gave him a sweetheart deal for a reason. A year's probation means absolutely nothing. He probably won't even attend one probationary class. He won't be restricted to do anything. That is just a show, folks. That is a show. If you don't believe me, please, Dree, and tell me, did Charles Manson kill anyone? The answer is no, he didn't. He told other people, and they went and did it. Those people were sentenced, but not as long as Charles Manson. And when you were asked, well, why? I mean, he didn't actually physically go and kill anyone. No, but he was the one who put them up to it. He was the ringleader. He was the person who provoked it and planned it. Okay, well, so is Ray Epps. And he's getting one probation, folks, 1 year probation. That's disgusting. I can't believe it. And I can't believe that the news media now is saying, well, this is proof that it's just a conspiracy theory. This is proof that they were on him. This is proof that they were interested in talking to him, and they did sentence him. Come on, folks. You know the old adage that if you happen to be an undercover cop and you're making a drug bust, they're going to arrest you. They're going to throw you on the ground. They're going to put the handcuffs on you because they don't want the rest of the people to know that you are an undercover cop. But you're not going to be charged. So did you really think that they were going to come out and say, yeah, Ray Epps, he was one of us? No. You know what they do? They say, okay, yeah. We're sick of hearing about Ray Epps. Charge him. Charge him with that, and then we will just give him 1 year probation. He doesn't have to do anything, and it's like we gave him nothing. Exactly what happened. But to the news media, this is proof positive that that's just a conspiracy theory. That doesn't pass the laugh test. I am so disgusted with the news media in this country. It's almost unbelievable because I can tell you, I never ever set out or wanted to or planned to do a radio show like this until I really took a look at what the news media was doing to this country and said, they're just poisoning people's minds. They're just flat lying to you. And your average person just does not have the time to sift through what's true and what is not true. So they just take your word for it and say, well, this is what I heard on the news. And there you go. Control the information that they disseminate to you. Control your mind. And they've been controlling your mind for a long period of time, folks. I want you to go take a look at some of the new information about the vaccines. It's going to scare the hell out of you. It's going to scare the living hell out of you. That's for another show. But now that we have a little more information about these vaccines, it ain't looking good. It ain't looking good at all. Anyway, let me talk a little bit about Hunter Biden showing up at his own hearing and sitting there in the audience glaring at people. A political stunt. Fortunately, it's going to backfire. It's going to backfire because every person now sees the respect that Hunter Biden has for the laws in this country, and there's zero. I don't have to follow a subpoena order. I'll show up when I want to, sit in the audience and just basically laugh in your face because you can't do anything about it. I am the president's son. That's his attitude. Now, I want you to understand that if you miss the subpoena to come to court, and then when they're actually having your hearing about what to do about your missing the subpoena, you showed up and sat there and just goofed off in front of the judge, you would be in jail. You would instantaneously be in jail for making a mockery of it. Well, he's made a mockery of these hearings. And then when he does manage to get cornered into asking a question or answering a question, because one reporter just was relentless and said, why did you call your dad? If he had nothing to do with your business meetings, why did you call your dad during your business meeting? Hunter Biden's brainiac response, and what do you want from a crackhead, is, do you have a father? Does your father call you? Okay, then. No, let's dissect that. She asked you a direct question. Why did you call your father during a business meeting? Not why did your father interrupt your business meeting with a phone call? You see how they try to warp your mind? So now what Hunter Biden is saying is, here I was, and I was just sitting there with my business associates, to which my father knows nothing about any of them. And here comes a phone call from my father. And rather than to just hit, not accept and call back later and say, sorry, Dad, I was in a business meeting, I am such a good son that I stopped that business meeting dead. And I said, excuse me, my father is on the phone, and that's more important than this business meeting. Hi, Dad, how are you? Everything's good. I'm sitting here in a business meeting with some friends. You want to say hello to them? Guys, you want to say hello to my father? Hi, how's the weather there? Pretty good. How about you? Good. How's the food? Adequate. Okay, well, that's good. Hope you guys have fun in your business meeting. Does that sound logical to you? We have the call record. You called him. But you're a liar. So what you do is you say, oh, no, I didn't call him. Yeah, you did call him. So explain now, following, why would you pick up the phone to call your father during a business meeting to have him talk to your business associates if he had nothing to do with them and he had no idea who they were? Why would you send a text message saying, I'm sitting here with my father, and we are both very upset that we didn't receive the money that you said was coming, and if you don't get someone on the phone here, you don't respond to us, and it has to be one of these two or three people, the wrath of God is going to come down upon you by everything that I can do and everything that my father can do. Why would you say that if your dad had no idea? And why would the person on the other end of that say, what do you mean your father? What's he got to do with it? Why are you threatening me with your father? He doesn't even know anything about this. Did they say that? No, they did not say that. If you and I had a private business dealings and all of a sudden you call me up and say, well, my dad's very upset, I'd be like, well, your dad knows about this? Why'd you tell your dad? What the hell's he got to do with it? No, that guy didn't say that. Oh, no. Far from it. They got their money. He's lying. And what's worse, he's blatantly bold-faced lying, and he's waving his thumb to his nose at the law. I couldn't give a damn about the law. It doesn't apply to me. This is precisely what I tell you about these elitist Democrats. They think the laws do not apply to them, only you. They didn't wear masks during the COVID lockdowns. They didn't follow the guidelines they set for you. They don't think the laws are for them. It doesn't matter to them. They're the elites. You are the serfs. You will do as you're told by them, and don't you dare question them. Hunter Biden proved that when he showed up, thumbing his nose at our system and our government and how it works. And then has the audacity to act as though his father called him, and he just picked it up because he's such a good son. I mean, it's beyond the scope of what anyone could possibly comprehend as legitimate. And yet you'll still find Democrats, and this is what annoys me, you'll still find Democrats who say, well, that was right. He doesn't know what he's saying is right. You know it's not right. See, I'm giving you more credit than you give the Republicans. I don't think the Democrats are stupid. And you would have to be filthy stupid to think that story is true. I mean, you would have to be on another level stupid. So if I give you the benefit of the doubt that you're not on another level stupid, you also know Hunter Biden's lying. So when you say he's not, you're covering for him because you're also dishonest. See, because if you were a legitimate Democrat who was an honest person, you'd say, look, I'm not defending Hunter Biden. This doesn't pass the laugh test. Obviously something's up. No, you won't. You have to circle the wagons and say, oh, no, everything sounds right. That what he said is true. Now you know better than that. You know a lot better than that. This is going to backfire, folks, because I've already had a lot of people say to me, how is it that he can get away with that? Well, because he's Hunter Biden. Now one of the people who bought some of his artwork is coming out and basically admitting that everyone who bought his artwork were in some way hooked to his business dealings or whatever. They weren't private citizens. They weren't art lovers. They were business people and people who were looking for political favors. Remember when the White House said, oh, no, we're going to keep really close tags on that because we know it could have an odd look to it. So don't worry about it. We're keeping very close ties to who buys it and who doesn't. We're making sure that everything's above board. Yeah, you really did that. It's gotten to the point now, folks, where at first they lied to you and covered it up. Then they lied to you and found experts willing to lie to you saying, no, what they're saying is true. Now they've got to the point where they're saying, we're just going to lie to you, and if you don't believe it, we really don't give a damn if you believe it or not. That's our story. We're sticking to it. And if you don't believe it, you can go pound sand. Because they have no respect for you. They have no respect for your intelligence. They have no respect for you as a human being. They just think you're our pets. We own you. We'll tell you where you can shit. We'll tell you when you can eat. We'll tell you when you're going outdoors and when you're coming inside. We're the elite. We're the masters. You're the house pet. Well, I'm tired of being your house pet. You're lying to the American people. And you've done it consistently for years and years and years, but never with this audacity. Never, ever have I seen it with this audacity. I mean, I'm getting ready for them to just say, I don't know what anybody's talking about. Joe Biden's only 40. Yeah, he's had a hard life, but, you know. And if anybody questions it, well, you're just an idiot. You don't know that. You don't know that Joe Biden just looks way older than he is. Oh, yeah, we had to forge his papers and things like that, too, but no, he's really only like 45 years old. I'm waiting for that. It wouldn't surprise me because they'll just flat lie. They really don't care how outrageous it is. You'll have people saying Kamala Harris is very popular. She's not very popular. She has worse approval rating than Joe Biden. You'll have people take a look at polls and say Donald Trump cannot win this election because very clearly Joe Biden is more popular than him when Joe Biden's approval rating is 30 and Trump is killing him by 7, 10, 20 points in every state with the exception of a couple. But they don't care. Because these are the same people that will tell you you cannot comment on a women's issue such as abortion unless you are a woman. You should just be quiet. But anybody can be a woman, according to them. Oh, you're just identifying as a woman today? Then feel free to comment on abortion. I mean, come on, please. It doesn't pass the laugh test. They're living in la-la land, and they want you to live in the same la-la land, and they're pissed off that you won't. They're pissed off that you're resisting it. And now Hunter Biden just basically thumbs his nose at our entire system of government and our judicial system and just says, screw you. I'll smoke crack if I want. I'll bring cocaine into the White House if I want. I will import underage hookers if I want. I will use my dad for influence to make myself a millionaire if I want. And guess what you're going to do about it? Absolutely nothing. That's what he's saying. It's exactly what he's saying. Now I want to get a little bit to the debate because some really odd things happen. First off, let's talk about Chris Christie's campaign, which is a fancy way of saying, I quit, I can't win. But before he does, he's heard on a hot mic. He thinks the microphone is off when he's talking to someone, and he says, Nikki Haley has, everybody knows Nikki Haley's going to get clobbered. And Ron DeSantis is, people called me and they were in a panic that I might endorse Nikki Haley because they're so scared because they have absolutely no chance of winning. Then he goes out and basically says the following. After having ran my campaign for X amount of months, I have come to the conclusion now that there is really no possible way forward for me that could see me actually win. It's for that reason that I'm suspending my campaign. Chris, you never were polling above 2%. There was never a chance that you could win, ever. Ever. So for you to say, oh, no, boy, I was right up there. I almost had the nomination. And then some stuff happened, and it looks like I won't, so I'm suspending my campaign. No. From the moment you got in, there was no path forward because that wasn't your goal. Your goal was to be Nikki Haley's hitman. Now you think she can't win anymore, but you're hoping for a big, fat position in her cabinet should she win. You've already given up on Trump because you know Trump has seen through you, and he said, I will absolutely not deal with Chris Christie. I don't trust him. So now you have to say, well, let me see which way my bread's buttered better. Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis. Maybe I'll get a nice position with them if I don't talk too badly about them. And then he says the following. Just because I'm suspending my campaign, rest assured that I will spend the rest of this campaign season making sure that Donald Trump gets into the White House. So let's examine this. What Chris Christie's basically saying is this. Even though the majority of Americans that happen to be Republican want to vote for Donald Trump, I know better than you. I'm smarter than you. I'm more powerful than you. And I will use my influence to make sure you don't get to vote for that man, even though you say you want to, because you're too stupid. You have to be saved from yourself, and I'm Chris Christie, and I will save you from yourself. How is that any different than Hunter Biden thumbing their nose at our judicial system and our government and the way we run things? You don't get to decide who we vote for, Chris Christie. You're out of the race. Is that supposed to be a threat? What are you going to do to make sure Trump doesn't win, huh? I'll just give speeches and I'll go on CNN and kiss their behinds. And I'll say that Donald Trump is mean and dumb and evil and awful and terrible. And no one will believe you because you're a blowhard. And no one will believe you because you announced ahead of time you were going to do it. And then he's going to be the president, but he doesn't even realize he's on a hot mic. He's going to be the president, but he's not smart enough to realize I better not talk badly about candidates when there's a microphone present. So I'll just say what I really think, that Nikki Haley has absolutely no shot. She's going to get smoked. And Ron DeSantis is a crybaby who keeps calling me, pleading with me, please don't endorse me. Nice going, Chris. You're a wonderful, wonderful candidate. You're a real sharp tack. Unbelievable. Get to the debate. Not much of a debate. I can actually review the debate verbatim, basically, by just saying Ron DeSantis makes a point. Nikki Haley says, go to DeSantisLies.com. Ron DeSantis makes another point. DeSantisLies.com. I don't know whether she's getting money for everyone she sends to this website or not, but she spent 90% of the night reminding people that she has a website that blatantly calls Ron DeSantis a liar while she's whining that he's disparaging her. I want you to think about the logic of that. Here is someone who is repeatedly telling you to go to a website that their campaign manufactured that's supposedly going to prove that Ron DeSantis is nothing but a filthy, no good, rotten liar. Keeps giving you the URL to it all night long, and then when Ron DeSantis says, listen, you lied about this, she says, oh, you're disparaging me. He's not a serious candidate. He just wants to get up here and disparage me. What, Nikki, what did you do all night long? What the hell did you do all night long? Ah, but there's a difference, isn't there, Nikki? Because you were born with a vagina. So because you were born with a vagina, you think you are entitled to special privileges. And there's absolutely no way anyone should be able to call you a liar, because if they call you a liar, then they're a misogynist. How dare you? How dare you impugn my integrity when I'm a female? This is the same argument that the liberals use. How dare you question Barack Obama? You must be a racist. How dare you question Joe Biden? You must be against the elderly. How dare you question Kamala Harris? You must be a racist. How dare you question transsexuals trying to prey on your children? You must be a transphobe. And now Nikki Haley, how dare you question anything I do? I'm a woman. I'm going to tell you, folks, flat out. Anyone in this race is a better. If you're soured on Donald Trump, which I don't know why you would be, because we have the track record of what Donald Trump did. It was pretty damn good for this country. But if you're soured on Donald Trump, you have Ramaswamy. You have Ron DeSantis. For God's sake, don't make the mistake of voting for Nikki Haley. Because she is a snake in the grass. And I got news for you. People are saying she's doing so well in New Hampshire. You know why she's doing so well in New Hampshire? You want the truth? Because half of New Hampshire are Democrats, and they temporarily changed their party so they could vote for Nikki Haley. You could change your party anytime you want. So they made that big decision. Let's all change and get Nikki Haley across the finish line here, and maybe she'll stop evil Trump. There's no Republicans up there voting for her, very few, because she's an establishment Republican. Every single time Ron DeSantis said to her last night, Nikki, you did this. No, I didn't. But the proof is in the pudding. He keeps saying we have a video. We literally have the video of you saying this, Nikki, didn't say it. Isn't that what the left does? Just deny right in the face of evidence? Isn't that exactly what we're supposed to? Here you are saying it. Nope, never said it. Mm-mm, nope, took it out of context. Nope, but then I said something else. Oh, nope, that tape was edited. Look, you said all those things. Ron DeSantis was 100% correct. He didn't say anything last night that was not true, and yet she has a website designed to say that everything he says isn't true. So who's got something to hide? Is it the person who creates a website saying my opponent is a liar, so no matter what he says about me, don't believe it? Or the guy who just says, but we have videotape evidence that you said it. Which one's the liar? Which one's the one who's got something to hide? Ask yourself that. I mean, it should be pretty obvious. Should be pretty obvious that Nikki Haley's got a lot to hide. And the other annoying thing she'll do is she'll say, you know, Donald Trump. He was not tough enough on China. He had China on their hands and knees. Had Trump been elected to a second term, China was about willing to sign an agreement that would have basically crippled them as far as being a rival power of ours. Because they knew they had no choice. She knows that too. But now that Chris Christie, the Fred Flintstone of politics, has dropped out, she has to take aim at Trump a little bit, because she is so egotistical, she does not realize that a lot of Democrats changed their party to vote for her because they think Biden will smoke her like a sausage, and he will. She says, look at the polls. The polls say whatever. I don't care. Because the bottom line of the situation is, if you ask the Democrats, yeah, they'd rather vote for Nikki Haley. Let me see, well, who did the polls poll exactly? Did it poll just Republicans, or did it poll Republicans and Democrats? Because if I go to a Democratic convention and I say, okay, gun to your head, who do you vote for, Nikki Haley or Donald Trump? They're all going to say Nikki Haley. That doesn't mean that Nikki Haley's got a 90% advantage over Donald Trump. It depends on who you ask. They want you to believe in your, and 100% believe that the MAGA movement is a very minor, relatively small wing of the Republican Party. It is not. It is the vast majority, and the minority are fighting to take control. Nikki Haley represents that minority. Nikki Haley represents that old school Republican good old boys club that now includes women. And she wants business as usual. When's the last time you've seen CNN, MSNBC, or anybody say a whole bunch of bad things about Nikki Haley? Only when she said that the cause of the Civil War, she didn't name slavery as the very first reason for the cause of the Civil War. Then they jumped on her because they knew they had to. They haven't jumped on her about anything else. Have you heard them say anything else about her dealings with China? Have you heard them say anything else about anything bad about her or her policies? No, because they're rooting for her 100%. And that should tell you all you need to know. By the way, the one thing they picked on her about, she was right about. The Civil War was fought for many reasons. Slavery ending was the best thing that happened as a result of the Civil War. The Civil War was fought with the public's perception that it was all about slavery because they knew that the vast majority of the American people did not want it and were willing to support a war based on ending it. But it was far from the only reason. And to be honest, it probably wasn't even the main one. But that's what they sold the American people on. So the one thing she answered relatively honestly, that's what they jump on her about. She said, I never said that trans people could use the bathroom. Yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did. You absolutely did. Now, in the meantime, I'm watching Donald Trump's town hall, and a very interesting thing happened. A woman stood up and asked a very tough but a very fair question. She said, I am 100% pro-life. I think all life needs to be valued. I realize that your judges that you appointed to the Supreme Court and things overturned Roe v. Wade. I realize that you go on the record as saying you're very pro-life and everything. But lately, I've noticed that you are taking some pro-lifers to task, especially politicians, saying, you know, if you take that hard-line stance against abortion, you're going to lose. So I want to know where you stand on this, because I can't vote for somebody who supports abortion. And Donald Trump said the following thing. Now, you want to talk about honesty. He said, my recommendation is that you vote your heart and soul. That's my recommendation. But I do want you to understand something very clearly. The majority of America doesn't agree with the position you have. I might, and you have that position, and maybe many of the people you know do. But we can't do anything to put limitation on abortion. We can't do anything to make it rare and only in certain circumstances unless we win. And if you hold back your vote because we're saying we'll come to a compromise, the person who doesn't want to compromise is going to win. And when they win, they're right up to the ninth month. So now you have a choice to make. You're in a bit of a vicious circle. If you want to hold out and say, I refuse to vote for any candidate who doesn't say all abortion at all times is 100% illegal, period, end of conversation, then you're not going to get that candidate's not winning. And when he doesn't win, his opponent will, and his opponent will very well be a Democrat who says, on demand anytime. So what did you gain? You're going to have to make some concessions. You're going to have to compromise a little. Now, there's a politician telling you the truth and the unbridled truth, whether you like it or whether you didn't like it. Now, he could have said to that woman, you're absolutely right. I'm just saying these politicians don't have a way to express it right. I'm 100% pro-life, too, with an exception of life of the mother, rape and incest. You don't want to make concessions for those? That's your position. I understand your position. But what I'm telling you is the vast majority of Americans do not agree with you. So if we can't get in, we can't get elected, we can't make even baby steps toward making it limited. And you're going to end up voting for unlimited abortion while you are holding out for no abortion ever. That's one of the most honest things I've ever heard a politician say. And it makes 100% sense. He didn't lie to her. He didn't try to spin it. He didn't try to win that vote. He said, vote your conscience. I get it. But if I'm the president, I can only do so much. And I do think that it needs to be left up to the states. And I do think that the majority of the states are going to have some kind of abortion laws because the vast majority of the American people want it. And if you don't vote for somebody who's at least going to try to limit it, you're going to end up inadvertently electing someone who doesn't want to limit it. Correct. This is why I support Donald Trump. I don't feel he's lying to me. Yes, he says outrageous things, but he doesn't make it. See, this is the thing. When he says, I'm the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln, he doesn't believe that. That's hyperbole. You have to understand Donald Trump. He's a showman. But when it comes to certain issues, he tells you it like it is, whether or not you like it or not, and he just did that to that woman who was 100% against abortion. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley is back to saying, DeSantisLies.com, go to DeSantisLies.com. How about we don't go to DeSantisLies.com, Nikki? How about you tell us why it's a lie? How about you prove to us it's a lie without sending you to a website that you probably get money for every click on because that's what you do. You're a charlatan and a con man, con woman. I mean, it's just pathetic. You've actually come up with a website designed to disparage your opponent while all the while crying, you're disparaging me on stage. He's just being disparaging. He's not a serious candidate. He's just up here to disparage me. Go to RonDeSantisLies.com. Holy mackerel. If that doesn't disqualify her from being the president, then I just don't know. Then you may as well vote for Joe Biden. My recommendation is if you come between Nikki Haley and Joe Biden, vote for Joe Biden. That's my recommendation. Because I think Joe Biden is too senile to even know he's dishonest half the time. Nikki Haley is sharp as a tack, and she fully understands she's dishonest, fully understands that she's blowing smoke in your face. And she doesn't care. Because she's old school Republican, and her mission is stop the MAGA movement at all costs because we want business as usual. When the Democrats and the Republicans could pretend to battle it out like it was a pro wrestling match, and then all go to the same cocktail parties and laugh about it and say, how's the children? How's things going? Oh, yes, I know. We disagreed on that. Wasn't that fun? Wasn't that interesting? That's how the Democrats took over to begin with. If you want the truth, I'm telling you that the Democrats have been infiltrated by socialists, communists, and fascists. You know how they were infiltrated by those people? Because the Republicans were too lazy and just saying, well, our Democratic buddies, our Democratic friends, we're just in a little bit of a disagreement. Nobody laid down a hard line and said, hold the phone. You're not doing this to our country. We're not going along with you on half of this. They're like, well, okay, we'll give you a little if you give us a little. Up to now, you know what Republican negotiations were? Democrats would say, it would be like going to a used car salesman, and let's say the salesman is the Democrats and the car buyer is a Republican. And the salesman says, I want $28,000 for this car. And you say, I'll give you 20. Nope, 28 or no deal. Will you throw in a radio? No. How about if you throw in air conditioning? No. Warranty? No. But I'll tell you what I will do. You give me $35,000, I'll throw in all those things. Okay. Boy, I'm a tough negotiator. That's what the Republicans were like. The Democrats got everything they wanted while the Republicans pretended to get something. When Donald Trump finally got into office, he said, we're not doing that anymore. I'm going to veto all this nonsense. You're not doing it. And finally, led by somebody who has a little bit of leadership in their body, some of the younger Republicans that ran for office said, I am running for office the same way he is. I'm taking my page from him. This is the way I want to be. We're not going to stand for this. We're not going to negotiate with the Democrats and they get 99% of what they want and we get one. That's not the way it works. That's how the Democrats ended up in power with all these fascists and communists to begin with. Nikki Haley's solution for the Ukraine is put them in NATO. Nikki, if you put them in NATO, we are obligated to send in troops. So what Nikki Haley is basically saying is, when I become the president, I will fast track the Ukraine into NATO, and then I will send your children into the Ukraine to die. Because we have to protect our NATO allies. So go ahead and vote for her. She'll get rich off that money, by the way. That's what she'll do. Oh, Donald Trump wasn't tough enough on China. We got Nikki Haley on video saying she works for China. She literally says, I'm working for China now. Go search it up on Google. If you think I'm lying, go search it. Don't go to RonDeSantisLies.com. Go to Google, punch it in. Nikki Haley says she works for China, and see what happens. Tell me she didn't say it. Last night she told Ron DeSantis she didn't say it. Oh, no, I never said that. And Ron DeSantis says it's on video. How can you deny it if it's on video? Because I didn't say it. Too lazy to look it up. See, that's what Nikki Haley counts on. Oh, they won't look it up. They'll just believe me because I'm a woman. And he's mansplaining to me. And they'll say, look at that terrible, horrible man. Besmirching that wonderful woman and that wonderful, brave, intelligent woman. Nah, you're a liar. I don't care what you got between your legs. You're a liar. You're a warmonger. And you're an establishment shill. And I'd pull that lever for Kamala Harris before I pulled it for Nikki Haley. So if you're really soured on Donald Trump, my suggestion is either just don't vote, or if you like Ron DeSantis or Ramaswamy, vote for them. But stay far away from Nikki Haley. Because she's a snake in the grass, and she is absolutely not going to make any changes to this country that you're going to like. Go check her tax plan. Same exact one as Joe Biden, so whatever. Last thing I want to talk about is I had some people write to me and say, what do you have to say about the fact that there was no recession? And that apparently inflation is slowing. Isn't that proof that Bidenomics is working? No. It's proof that what I said is correct. Prices aren't going to keep going up and up and up and up and up and up and up until the companies can't even sell one. They're not going to commit Harry Carey. They're not going to say, well, I don't know, Coca-Cola is now $35 a bottle. Well, then nobody's buying it. And you're going to go out of business. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Did prices drop? No. Didn't continue to rise. See, there's a big difference there. Prices didn't drop. It's not like, oh, inflation stopped and now we're going back down. No, inflation stopped at a certain level and now prices are not going up as fast as they were, but they're still at the rate they were when you said it was way higher. See, that's how they trick you. Oh, inflation is slowing. Yeah, but the prices aren't going down. So that same can of cat food that was 99 cents that's now $1.65 is still $1.65. It's not $2.25, but it's $1.65. And they say, wow, that stayed $1.65 for 3 months. Inflation is slowing. Yeah, but it's still 70 cents more than it was. And it's not going down. Is the Dollar Tree now, is the $1.25 tree now back to a dollar? No, they're not. Is the average price of hamburger and milk and everything going down? No, it's not. So even if inflation totally stopped, prices are still too high. You got to bring those prices down. And I got news for you. They're not coming down. They're not coming down. So now you're going to have to deal with this economy in which the prices are too high for most people and prices them out of the market. You see, your elitist people do not understand that because they're eating their prime rib and their $50 steak dinners and saying, whatever. I don't understand the problem. Meanwhile, you got the mom and dad who used to take their kids once a week to McDonald's saying, we can't afford to do it. Because we used to be able to take our three kids and us to McDonald's, and maybe it came out to $45. Now it's coming out to $110. $20 getting a movie. You've got to be kidding me. So now you got your kid. He's working at Burger King. He wants to take a girl he works with to the movies and maybe get a box of popcorn and maybe take her out to have a little bit of a bite before the movie. And he's like, there goes my whole week's paycheck. My whole week's paycheck's going on a date. But they're going to tell you inflation is slowing down. It's fine now. It's not fine. People can't afford the basics. It's not fine. If you're in a position where you can still afford to pretty much buy what you want, God bless you. I'm in that position in my life right now, thankfully. But if you think for 1 minute that everyone I know is, or that I always was that way, that's not true. I fully understand. And I still curse to the high heavens when I have to go in and pay double for a can of cat food. Because there's no earthly reason for it. Except the Biden administration. There's your reason. There's your reason. A value meal is not very valuable anymore. Well, it's very valuable to the fast food restaurant, but it's not exactly a value to the consumer. And there's the reason why if you have pets. See, this is another thing. I've always been a pet owner and a pet lover. And I have relatives who actually have, sanctuary. For animals who are stray. And my relatives are now telling me we're going to have to seek some outside help because we just can't afford the food. It was coming mostly out of our own pocket. And okay, it's one thing when it was a few hundred dollars a week. Now it's 700. I mean, nobody can do this. Nobody can sustain this. Correct. So guess who suffers? The animals who now people say, I just can't afford to feed the stray cat. I can't afford to take in another pet. I can't afford this expense. They're sitting there telling you, population's dwindling. We got to get people to have more children. They don't want to have children because they can't afford them. You morons. They don't want to bring a kid in the world and say, I got to go begging door to door for hand-me-down things for my kid because I can't afford to have one. But the economy is just doing well. Inflation is slowing. Don't let them fool you with that nonsense. Technically, they're correct. Inflation is slowing. It's not continuing to rise, but it's not going down. And your wages aren't getting any higher, so you're still in the same boat you were. And they're taking a victory lap. Coke isn't $4 a bottle this month. It jumped 20% in the following months, but this month it didn't jump. We're winning. No. It's still twice as high as it was. You idiots. So what do you do now if you're a Republican? And what's going to happen in New Hampshire? Well, is it possible for Nikki Haley to win? It is possible for Nikki Haley to win because the great amount of Democrats are going to change their party and vote for her. Because they think that's going to shake up the Trump thing. It's not going to work. Donald Trump is winning this. Donald Trump is going to be your nominee. Here's the problem. A good amount of Republicans do not want him at all costs do not want him to be the president of the United States. Nikki Haley said the quiet part out loud last night. What did she say? If you vote for Donald Trump, it's going to be four more years of hell and investigations and chaos and craziness, and we can't afford that as a country. So what are you saying, Nikki, that the Democrats are happy with you? Oh, they won't do that to me because they like me. Exactly. Instead of saying, how dare they cause chaos, if that's what the American people vote for, how dare the Democrats cause this chaos and this constant investigation, and I'll do everything in my power, whether I win this nomination or not, to put an end to that nonsense. She says, how the Democrats are gonna bother him, and you don't want the Democrats to bother him, so you got to pick a candidate that the Democrats won't bother. That's what she said in so many words. So we got to acquiesce. The Democrats get to choose, then. That's what she's saying. The Democrats get to choose the Republican nominee. Because if they don't like them, and they're going to cause trouble, you shouldn't vote for them. You shouldn't vote for a man who the Democrats don't like, according to Nikki Haley. Congratulations, Nikki. You said the quiet part out loud, and now everybody knows your true feelings. And your true feelings are, if the Democrats don't like you and get along with you, you probably shouldn't be a Republican. Really? I wonder if the Democrats feel that way about the Republicans. Oh, we better not run anybody that the Republicans don't like. I mean, if we were to run whoever, then, you know, the Republicans are going to get all crazy. No, we won't run him. Oh, just the opposite. They'll be like, that's the person we're running. So Nikki Haley told you everything you need to know last night if you opened up your ears. She told you she's going to send your kids to war out in the Ukraine. She told you that Donald Trump, it would be too much bother for the Democrats, so you can't bother those poor Democrats. You have to instead pick somebody as a candidate that they're okay with so they won't cause any more of their nonsense. Instead of saying your nonsense is unacceptable and we're going to stop it. Oh, no, they're still going to cause their nonsense. And since there's nothing us weak-kneed Republicans can do to stop them, I suggest we vote for somebody that they won't have an objection to. Unreal that she said the quiet part out loud. And because she did that, I think we can all agree that anybody who would spill the beans like that is probably too stupid to be the president of the United States. Oh, it's going to be too much trouble to do this, so we'll just let North Korea do what they want. Oh, we don't want to cause any problems with Iran, so we'll just let them have nuclear power. We don't want to cause any trouble with the Democrats, so we'll just let them have their way. That's what you want for the president? She just said it. It's unreal. And by the way, they're lying. Oh, Nikki Haley's doing wonderful. She's surging. Surging? Show me where she's surging. She's 25 points behind in her home state. One little place, New Hampshire, and you know why? Because she put all of her money in there. She accused Ron DeSantis, oh, look how much money you've spent, Ron, and you look how far behind you are in the poll. Nikki, you spent $65 million in a little tiny state of New Hampshire, and you're not even in first place. All of your money in one state because you figure, well, maybe that'll give me momentum if I can win that one. That's your strategy. Meanwhile, you're not even bothering in your home state because you know you're going to lose. You're not bothering any of these other states because you know you're going to lose. You put all your eggs in the basket in New Hampshire. And you're accusing Ron DeSantis. At least Ron DeSantis is being honest about it. At least Ron DeSantis isn't saying, yeah, polls are lying and I'm ahead. See, here's the thing, folks. Vivek Ramaswamy, is an explosive person. Everything he said is true. Every single thing he said is true. I am not huge into him being the president just yet. I think he needs a little more time. Ron DeSantis is a fantastic governor, very smart man, and I believe in my heart of hearts that he wants to do what's right for the United States of America. But He is a typical politician, and he will only do so much because he understands that you can really only do so much without really opening up a can of worms, and he doesn't want to do it. Nikki Haley doesn't even want to open up the can of worms. She wants business as usual, cocktail parties and fraternizing with the Democrats and smiles and happiness while you go and buy your $2 can of cat food to try to feed your cat one more week. And by the way, going to send your kids off to fight a war that, like Ramaswamy said, she couldn't identify one place there. Her solution to everything is, well, we're going to have to send in troops. Well, we're going to have to fight. We're going to have to do this. We're going to have to stand up to China and Taiwan. Oh, you're going to have war with China? Is that what you're going to do? So we're going to simultaneously be fighting in the Ukraine and China. That sounds good. That sounds like a recipe for a wonderful presidency and wonderful economy in the United States of America. Are you insane? She shouldn't be anywhere near the White House. People have asked me, what's your second choice? I don't know. I don't really have one. Ramaswamy is closest to Trump as far as telling the truth, flat out truth, and really honestly wanting to expose what's happening in this country, which is a disgrace. But I don't think he can do it because I don't think he has the power of a Donald Trump. He doesn't have the swing. Ron DeSantis, I think, wants what's best for the country, but he doesn't want to open up that can of worms. So he's going to just say, well, we'll do what we can do, and, you know, we'll do the best we can, and let's not worry about who's taking money and who's taking bribes and who's lied and who did this, because once I'm in, I'll be able to solve some problems, and that'll be good enough. It's not good enough for me anymore. I want an end to this nonsense, these lies, this deception, this criminal empire that we've called a government for the last I don't know how long. I want that blown apart and given back to the people where it belongs. And I'll give Donald Trump the 4 years to do it. And if he doesn't do it, I'll come right on this show and tell you he disappointed the hell out of me. But I think he might. Think he might. Anyway, last night you heard. Now, you know, you heard very clear. Now, Derek in the chat room is saying you're not in the same boat because if your groceries are going up 20% and, you know, your wages aren't. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. They're saying, well, inflation has slowed and pretty much stopped. Yeah, but everything's went up 25% and your wages went up maybe 15. So you're still 10% behind the eight ball, right? But to them, oh, no, this shows it's working. It's working. The groceries didn't continue to go up. Yeah, well, no kidding, because nobody's going to buy a $7 bottle of Coke. It's unreal, folks. It's almost brainwashing at this point. And the media there, they just love to do it because they think they control you. To a large degree, they're right, unfortunately. We can see the forest for the trees this time around, and we do the right thing.